with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Explosions are ringing out across Iran's capital as Israel claimed it was attacking the country. People in Tehran, Iran, woke to the sound of the blast. State television acknowledged the blast. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz announced a special situation in Israel over Israel attacking Iran. He said schools would be closed in the country on Friday. There was no immediate word on what was struck. President Trump is concerned about a possible Israeli attack against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he continues to urge Israel to hold off from taking military action against Iran.
I don't want to say imminent, but it looks like it's something that could very well happen.
He said the U.S. goal in ongoing talks with Iran is straightforward.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
The president said he's concerned, though, a massive conflict could occur in the Middle East if no agreement is reached. Greg Clugston, The White House.
California Senator Jose Padilla is being criticized by Republicans for causing a disruption during a press conference by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Senate Majority Whip Republican John Barrasso says Padilla should have been on Capitol Hill, not interrupting the press conference where he was handcuffed and forcibly removed. Barrasso told reporters Padilla was wrong to travel to Los Angeles, quote, to go try to make a spectacle of himself. Observers say Democrats are planning to increase their protest this weekend, hoping to use any reaction or overreaction by law enforcement as ammunition against President Trump's enforcement of immigration laws. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 101 points, the Nasdaq rose 46, the S&P advanced 23. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center paints a picture of faith around the globe.
Where would you find the most Muslims? If you said the Middle East, you would be wrong. The lion's share of the world's Muslims live in the Asia-Pacific region, about three times as many as live in the Middle East and North Africa. And where are the most Christians? Sub-Saharan Africa, although Latin America and Europe come in a close second and third. The most people of no religious faith are in China, more than 1 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo will continue his predecessor's controversial agreement with China that gives the communist government veto power over the Vatican's selection of bishops. No other country has such an arrangement, and conservative Catholics were outraged that Pope Francis gave in to China's demand. Pope Leo has made his first appointment of a Chinese bishop and expressed satisfaction that the decision has been approved by the Communist Party. This is SRN News. A chartered space flight for India and Poland's Hungary's first astronauts in decades has been delayed indefinitely.
It's because of leak concerns at the International Space Station. NASA wants to monitor the cabin pressure on the Russian side of the orbiting lab before accepting visitors. SpaceX was supposed to launch four private astronauts this week on a two-week space station mission. Bad weather and SpaceX rocket trouble delayed the flight. Then the space station leak issue cropped up. The Russian space agency has long been dealing with a cabin pressure leak at the station. John Scott reporting.
And again, our top story at this hour, explosions are ringing out across Iran's capital as Israel claims it is attacking the country. People in Tehran, Iran, awoke to the sound of the blast. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.